here on KFPW, but it's time to check out the latest financial news with John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And today's news is a little calmer.
Yeah, we're going to finish the week with a flurry, but there hasn't been much economic data out this week anyway. But we did have some yesterday. One of them was kind of a chilling number. It was the U.S. Consumer Confidence Index, and it was a very, very sharp drop. In fact, it dropped to 48.5. It was expected to be about 53.2. And if you dissect that, that index is really made up of two things. It's consumers' current assessment, that is current economic conditions, and then their forward-looking assessment. And both of them dropped substantially. The one that's their assessment of the current, their current condition, it was really quite bad. So it was a very chilling number. We did see a little bit of improvement in home prices, and that is the Case-Shiller Index. That may or may not have much application to the market around here because it's a index of the 20 largest metropolitan areas, but did show a slight increase and an improvement in housing prices. But now we get a flurry the rest of the week. Tomorrow we get the final number for second quarter GDP, gross domestic product, expected to be about a 1.6% growth rate, which is not enough, of course, to reduce that that troublesome unemployment rate. We also get first-time claims for unemployment benefits tomorrow, and then on Friday we get personal income, personal spending, all kinds of things, auto sales, truck sales, construction spending, all kinds of things. There are a few companies reporting earnings this morning, and kind of an interesting mixed bag, but not to be, it's not unexpected. Family Dollar Stores reported a significant increase in quarterly profits, and of course we would assume that this is because of the fact that cash-strapped shoppers are finding their way to the more discounted stores. They made 56 cents a share. That's up sharply over 43 cents a share of the same quarter last year, beat the street by a fairly wide margin. If you look at their sales number, numbers even more impressive. Total sales up 8%, and then same-store sales up 6.1%, and that's quite a contrast to the trend we've seen at Walmart and some of the other retailers. But another company, things may not be quite so good for Care Bear and Strawberry Shortcake this morning. American Greetings, many people familiar with them, of course, based in Cleveland, but among everything from, you know, wrapping paper to cars, they do own some certain characters that they license, like Care Bear and Strawberry Shortcake. Really bad numbers, 4.4% drop in revenue. But what was really shocking is they missed the street estimates by such a large margin. Probably their stock's going to get hammered this morning. They reported 21 cents a share in profits. They were expected to make about 38 cents a share. So a huge miss for them.
And they have greeting cards. I saw, of course, Hallmark used to be huge in that. But greeting cards, they're going away with all the Internet and so on.
Well, it's true. And unfortunately, I think a lot of our written communication, you know, human-to-human communication, is going away. And we see that, and maybe this is just a one-quarter blip, but missing by that large of a margin, that's a huge miss. So either they need a new CFO or something, because you just don't miss street estimates by that margin and not get hammered on Wall Street.
John, your news yesterday, of course, some, well, hopeful news. For example, that Toys R Us was ordering more toys, more product for Christmas. And then these consumer confidence issues seem to be at cross points.
Well, true. And, of course, Toys R Us is one of the reasons they're hiring 10,000 more seasonal workers than normal. They're doing these pop-up stores, which are, of course, not permanent locations. And so, I mean, certainly if you're looking for a job, that's a short-term help, but it doesn't solve your long-term problem. And by the way, Bill, one of the other things that we've seen is that mortgage applications are down again for like the fourth week in a row. So even though interest rates are at a historical low, if people don't have jobs or they're concerned about their jobs, there comes a point in time where even a low interest rate is not going to motivate somebody to refinance or to